In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Before we consider what a false prophet is, it's useful to remind ourselves what a true prophet is. Usually when we think of prophet, we think of someone who foretells the future, but that's only a small part of what the ancient prophets did, and not every prophet foretold the future. Really, what usually the prophets did was bring the word of God to God's people and call them to be faithful to that word. So that's what a true prophet is. Now, what would a false prophet be? Someone who claims to bring God's word to his people, but isn't. Perhaps they're deluded, or perhaps they're working a scam. But in either case, what they're doing is saying to people, God said so-and-so and so-and-so when God didn't say those things. Or perhaps the false prophet will say, well, God said these things, but that was in the past. You don't need to worry about that. I'm okay, you're okay. The false prophet does not call people to obedience to God's true word. And Jesus tells us to beware of false prophets, as well we should. These days, or actually within the era of the church, false prophets would be better known by their title as heretics, those who distort the gospel and, you know, deny and twist the faith. And so we should beware of heretics, because heresy is a big problem. And sometimes people say, well, it doesn't matter, they're good people. Well, they may be good people, they may not be good people. But what God teaches, what God has revealed, matters, because it helps us to be good people. And if a heretic is a good person, it is in spite of what they teach, not because of it. Now today we celebrate the feast day of two great saints of the church, St. Thomas More and St. John Fisher, both of which were martyred by the heresiarch. That's your word for the day. It means a great heretic, you know, someone who founded a heresy. The heresiarch, Henry VIII, king, you know. Henry VIII died claiming to be Catholic, and he had many Catholic views, but he still set himself up as head of the church in England. He denied papal authority, and that is a heresy. Now, usually when we think of these two saints, we think of St. Thomas More, because he had a movie, didn't he? A Man for All Seasons. And St. John Fisher didn't have a movie. But we would do well to think of St. John Fisher and learn about him, because he was the only one of the bishops of England who stood up to Henry VIII when Henry VIII proclaimed himself head of the church in England. Only one of all of the bishops of England stood up and said, no, you are not the head of the church. The Pope is the head of the church on earth, and Christ is the head of the church. And because of this, St. John Fisher was imprisoned, and he was sentenced to death. Death as a traitor, which meant he would be hung, drawn, and quartered. And if you wonder what that is, if you haven't seen the movie Braveheart, you need to see the movie Braveheart, because what happened to William Wallace at the end, that is being hung, drawn, and quartered. Well, the Pope thought he could perhaps save the Bishop John Fisher by having him made a cardinal, a prince of the church, and then perhaps the king would relent and not execute him. It didn't work. It made Henry even more angry. And King Henry said, oh, the Pope wants to give him a red hat. We'll make sure he doesn't have a head for that hat to sit upon. And King Henry exercised some mercy to both St. John Fisher and St. Thomas More in having them merely beheaded instead of hung, drawn, and quartered. But these were two men who had been very faithful to him, two men who had been, you know, very good and loyal Englishmen, but who had drawn the line when that loyalty interfered with the practice of the faith. You know, we have the government telling us all sorts of things today here in America, too, things that, you know, you'll keep your faith to yourself, you have to buy contraception, and all of these other things. We would do well to remember the example of St. John Fisher and St. Thomas More on what we should do. The government has some rights to tell us what to do and what not to do. They have absolutely no rights when it comes to the things of the faith. And we have the duty and the obligation, even at personal cost, to say, no, I choose God before king. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.